So do this.
All right, it is 12 o'clock. I call the order of the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers. And with that, I'd like to welcome Chief Davis to the board.
Appreciate it, thank you.
We're excited you're here and you're replacing a really great guy.
Yeah, he's been very gracious to me and I appreciate everything from him.
Fantastic. So with that, do we have any agenda announcements?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move to item three, consent, consider approval for the last consent agenda.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Item motion carries. Move to item number four, assistance program.
We have one request from the City of Arlington. This would be for their yearly CAD maintenance. They're requesting the use of their PSAP assistance for $157,157. This does meet the guidelines in our established policy and they did acknowledge the policy. So all we need is board approval to move that forward.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the board? Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I'll be abstaining from the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, one abstention. Okay, we will move to item five.
Okay, this is the approval for the annual 911 telecommunicator event by Abby, who is currently at a conference today. The event that we're currently working for is at Top Golf up the street, to be held on Friday, April the 17th. Our current approximation is at $63,000, but we're still working out the fine details, so she's asking for the $75,000.
Any comments from the board? That actually sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
I know a couple of events that's good.
Is this in line with what we normally spend?
Yes.
Yes.
I've got dibs on Malzone for my team.
What's that?
Mandy's daughter.
You have her on your team?
So I guess we, I need to ask for a motion.
Correct.
I move to approve that item.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
For the item six, the CP project update.
We are at 99% of the seats and 98% of the PSAPs. We cut over Azle next Monday. And then once Azle's moved over, we have a full end of system, the system project testing that'll be going on, contractual compliancy. We have a full plate of items to finish up. We've been making site visits to every PSAP. And concluding this week will be Service Pack 1, Hotfix 1, software upgrade.
So Fort Worth and MedStar all fully functional this mm-hmm. time?
Yes, sir.
And no surprises?
Minor surprise with Fort Worth, but we took care of it.
Okay.
Cisco phones.
Yes. Any questions?
It's been a long time. Just so when do we expect the project to be finalized after we've done that?
By the end of the year.
By the end of the year. That's safe. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't have a date on that yet.
Okay.
We have 60 days as part of the contract to go through testing, and we're looking at probably November 1. To really nail everything down, we'll probably be through the end of January, but the idea is that by the end of the year, we should have pretty much everything nailed down to understand what we've got, and probably a few conditional things that just work out for the end of that last month of January.
Okay.
So when we cut the big check?
We'll be starting, once we get some of the compliance issues, we'll start cutting lots of little checks, you know, when you can deal with multiple millions of dollars, so several $100,000 PSAPs will be starting to roll out once we get some taken care of, and then we'll have enough towards the end that if we have any issues, we will have a substantial amount that we will probably be still working through that we've not sent to AT&T until we have everything completed.
Okay. Anybody else? That's good news. We appreciate the effort by everybody. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
They have worked hard.
Yes. Okay, we'll do item seven, Executive Director Report.
All right, so this, we've got so many projects going on. I really just wanted to update you guys on several of them just to keep you abreast, especially since our next meeting is not till December. The first one is the building renovation. We do have the doors ordered that the board approved. We have contracted an architect for our minor renovation. We are getting a building survey done. We've already had the AC ducts corrected in the training room. Let's see, we've got some of the electrical work done. We've got some more electrical work done here for the handicap doors. So we're moving at a busy clip there on the building renovation. The paperless training project, we have received all of the tablets that we ordered, and our tech team is currently working on getting the specs in. And then our training team will take over to upload all the training materials. And so by our first official new hire academy in February, we will be officially paperless in the training department. Update on the PSAP assistance. We do have 27 of 31 signatures in your survey that Chief Krausen had requested. So we've got a couple stragglers there, but for the most part, all the PSAPs have acknowledged the changes and recognized the requirements. We have received a couple large projects that Travis did deny, send back, and tell them we need you to break it down and make it more focused on individual projects. And we have had compliance with that, so really can't complain. Rapid SOS. We have been testing Rapid SOS on our system. Travis, Sarah, Levi, Danny, we've done testing with various phone services, comparing it with Light versus Vesta, and we have not been pleased with the consistency of the service. I don't know, Aubrey, if you guys are using it where you are, but even where Vesta was not 100%, we were relying on Rapid Light to fill that gap. And for one test it didn't, and for another test it was perfect, and then we do a third test and it was iffy. So we have reached out to Rapid SOS to try to get a sit down between them, Motorola Vest, and Geocom to help us work out some of the bugs. We spoke with Baltimore 911 a couple weeks ago. They have Vesta just like us on the same service pack and et cetera, mapping. And they're also having issues, but they were able to work out some of the ones we're dealing with by putting everybody on the same conference call and kind of having Rapid SOS, Vesta, Motorola duke it out. Because right now we're getting a lot of it's their fault. So we're still asking the PSAPs in our weekly briefs and our meetings, if you want to use Rapid Light, please go ahead and use it. We are not ready to deploy it on Vesta just yet.
Money. Okay.
We want to, because when it works, it's really good. Our admin and PSAP network, as for the newer folks on the board, last year I came to the board humbly requesting about three brand new positions, largely for our IT and admin group to upgrade our services. And right now, in the last year, they have worked on about 25 different projects for both the PSAP and admin system. Among the things that they've worked on is a IT asset management system, the 9 virtual servers that include 2 database and network monitoring servers, GIS server upgrade, firewall replacements. We asked the board for some Palo Altos a couple months ago. They're working on that. They've completely redesigned our local network, as well as some Wi-Fi upgrades. And I can go on and on and on, but I have kept them busy. And they've been generous enough to even come in on the weekends, because some of the upgrades they've had to do has taken us down to rebuild us. We're no longer on the BlackBerry system. We are on a Google? What is it?
AirWatch.
AirWatch, thank you. System, which is very nice. So very, very pleased with their progress. More than willing to go into more detail with the board if they wish at some point. It's a lot, very technical. Even I try to stay abreast. But we've been very lucky. The folks we've brought in together with our current team have come up with some excellent ideas and both the admin and the PSAP network that with the rain situation we had last night and a couple weeks ago, it's the network is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And that is keeping us up and not losing any calls, as well as keeping us functioning here.
We flooded out last night or something? Did we have a problem last night?
No, we just when we have a lot of rain, some of our PSAPs like Azel and other ones will occasionally have issues on their end, whether it be UPS and et cetera, which is why the redundancy that the team has put in place is important, because we'll see those issues, we can address them, but it doesn't affect the PSAP from going down.
Okay.
So. Any question on that? All right. The board, we discussed back in May, we talked about a vehicle policy and lease. The mayor had actually given us some contacts with Enterprise. We've run into a slight snag between Chevy and Ford because they want to list us as a government entity, which generally is a good thing. Only because we're a government entity, they do not lease, their version of lease to own is basically the last month of your lease you own the vehicle, which means your monthly payments go up exponentially. So we're working with them on that to come, because that's not what they told us when we first sat down with the three of them. And then once we
came, because it's a purchase.
Right. They see it as a long-term purchase versus an actual lease. So,
didn't think about that.
Yeah, so we ran into that snag, but we are working with them to try to work that out. Lastly, we just had our health insurance review with the health insurance agent, and we are very fortunate that there will be no increase in our health insurance costs at all. And the two factors in that is with the retirement of our folks over the age of 25, it reduced the average age of the team. And also we have not had any major expenses on the insurance side. So we actually have a very good grading on the insurance side, and hence there will be no fee change. We will have a formal presentation in December, but we did want to share that with you guys. Since we just got that information last month.
Going through the assignment period right now.
In November.
Okay.
Yep. As far as text to 911 goes, it's not here, but the chief had asked me reference and update on that. Travis has been tasked to fill out the form that we need to submit to the FCC. We're reading over the legislation, make sure we have everything correctly. We do have the information from Motorola Vesta on the text and 911 suite that they're offering. So we have been asked to, if possible, submit the paperwork before January. So that is the goal.
Okay.
The paperwork itself is not that hard. It's really just, this is the PSAP, this is what we're planning on doing, this is our anticipated go live date. And then it creates a spot for us in the FCC registry.
Okay, so Jim, we're becoming a text to 911 system and all the things that brings with it. We're going to be learning many things, and we're not 100% positive what that means yet, but certainly will impact you as much as anybody.
I get it.
Yeah. And I think we fully support it, and that's kind of the direction I've been given. So.
Yeah.
My biggest concerned with it personally, and you and I had a conversation about it, is just making sure that something doesn't end up out cyberland and somebody thinks they're getting a message out that isn't getting there. So I'm sure it's everybody else's concern too.
Yep.
So if I remember correctly, when we talked about this, we were going to allow each individual agency to opt in or opt out.
We had discussed it. It was not recently brought up, so I was not under the impression.
So turn the switch on, I guess. Right. You said do that through Vesta, as we're not hearing. Is that how we do that?
Okay.
There's a lot of different places you can modify and address things. That's some of the things that once we get into this, we're going to be coming back to with further questions as to what the agencies are going to want, what they're going to be seeing, how this is going to roll out. Until we get a little bit further into this, I think we know we're moving forward this direction right now, but we're going to have to kind of work through what the carriers are going to be, how they're going to be operating with us as they send stuff through the text control centers versus what's going to be coming in natively from the wireless carrier on RTT.
So, you know, I feel like we're already behind, of course. And then two, is there a standard format that we'll all see?
Yes.
You know, that we need to be educated on that.
Yes, we're putting together right now the various campaigns for education, and we're working with several of our local entities and Abby with her awesome public education skills to put together some videos. But most definitely with Yvonne and Sarah and Levi, they'll be getting out to the PSAP all the screenshots, all of the training material, what it'll look like with VESTA.
And how much time it'll take to train staff to be, what do you got, Travis?
We used it. I mean, it took us maybe 5 minutes to learn how to text on 911 with the VESTA system. Yeah. It's very simple.
Okay.
It's very simple.
So I just think it would be important for us to meet with our managers to talk about what's coming, a rollout looks like, what to expect, so that we establish that baseline, so that as we get into this, we're not 4 or 5 months into the 6 month approval process and we have PSAPs going, no, never mind, this isn't what we were thinking of.
Okay. Well, I think to add on to that, we're gonna need to have a presentation for the Mayor's Council. So yes, since we don't have, we have one representative for the Mayor's Council, but you need to get those same mayors talking to the city managers and the police chiefs and fire chiefs about, you know, what's coming. So,
and the next meeting's in February.
What?
Next meeting's in February.
Yeah, but I mean, we can get stuff to Patricia and get it out to the mayors for sure. Yeah. We have something packaged that we can send out just to alert them, let them know what's coming, what the timetable is.
I think as much communication we can have with the individual agencies, the better.
And managing expectations early. Because I think that's the thing we're going to be struggling with, is the expectation curve.
That and just anything we can put in to justify that there's not a huge need for staffing increases, or is there a recommendation from the district? Because I know that's been a lot of hesitancy from a lot of the chief level about the staffing concerns and how many more people we're going to have
that's
to
staff. That's certainly my concern. I think it's a slow roll. I think it comes out small and then it snowballs, and then we're in a situation where I don't know how to forecast for that, though.
Well, some of the agencies I know that have been successfully doing it for 5, 10 years, let's just say 5 years or more, what they're kind of seeing in districts that are similarly sized, maybe that could give us some kind of point of reference.
Is there a rollout timeline that you're working off of?
Yes, we had originally said we were going to submit our paperwork to the FCC in January with the soft go live date of July 1st.
It's probably ambitious, but we're trying. Yeah.
But if we're able to submit early, then that gives us a little bit more cushion for a silent launch, do testing.
Time to test.
Mm-hmm. After the CPU project's finished.
I like what you said. I think it'd be interesting to see if the frequency of the texts go up, if the actual phone calls go down, and so the work is not about adding as many people to a room as reassigning workload, right?
Well, and you also have the advantage, from what I have understood in my conversations with PSAPs that have had texts for a long time, they're able to actually multitask, and they may be able to handle, you know, based on that agency's policies and procedures, a lot of them allow their telecommunicators to handle a non-emergency call while they're also handling a text from 911. You know, which would be obviously an agency decision, but there's some room to be able to do some different things because you're not engaged or tied up in that one phone call. So
I put together some responses from large PSAPs as well as my own experience in Fairfax back in 2015 and last summer. I can definitely refresh that and present it again in December. But the overall conversation is less than 1% of the calls annually of text. Most of them are still, as they are today, mistaken pocket dials.
Some areas have actually used text to respond to phone pocket dials versus calling back. As you said, they can do it simultaneously. They can stay live in a regular queue and text the person and say, hey, you dialed 911, did you mean to? And a lot of times the people respond back, no, I didn't, and then they move on. So some, the PSAPs, in doing that, they actually reduce the time that the telecommunicator spent on making those return phone calls. So again, it's about how you use and et cetera, but there's not a single PSAP that I've spoken to or know of where once they implemented text to 911, the volume was so great that, you know, it caused new hire, even greater Harris County. They're in the same boat and they're twice our size. So, I mean, it's nothing, we can't 100% predict what will happen here, but currently the traditional data that we have from 6 years plus of using it doesn't reflect anything alarming.
I'll reserve judgment until Los Angeles does it, and I'll keep my expectations realistic. But I'll hope it all works out, and I think keeping our fingers on the pulse as this evolves is key, so we can adjust to changing dynamics. We'll be going through a paradigm shift, I think, long term. Probably not the first 4 years, but a decade from now, there'll be a difference. I guess we're going to move to item 8. We have no briefings today.
If you'd like one, I'm sorry to provide.
Some great news about the mayor here. So we're going to, is this your last day, Mayor, as far as the membership on the board? Or?
Okay, because next meeting is not until December. My last day as mayor is November 12th.
Sure, I speak for the board. We really appreciate your partnership and your contribution and your common sense. That's been very, very helpful.
And we're counting on you when you get to Austin to move the needle.
Just got to get there first.
Okay, so no briefing.
Wasn't scheduled, but I could certainly get one.
Well, if you have something you just want to share with us that's points of interest.
It's very quiet in Austin. Other than the speaker and all that implies, the Texas Rangers are still conducting their investigation. They're expected to turn in their findings soon, and then we'll know more about what's going to happen after that. The way the process works, you cannot remove a sitting speaker unless you're in session, and I don't see Governor Abbott calling a special session anytime soon. So stay tuned.
Okay, appreciate that. Do we have any items for executive session? Any points of discussion or agenda items from the board members that we'd like to cover in a future agenda? All right. And I'll open the floor to public comment. Anyone here for the public? Seeing none. I'll move to the final item, adjournment. We have a motion for adjournment.
Oh, I guess so.
He wanted to stay longer.
All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you.
I need you, though.
I really want to go back to work.